For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Octadol. With just one rinse, Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Octadol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Octadol all the more amazing. New Octadol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Octadol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. Not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Octadol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Octadol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Octadol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep cleaning Octadol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Octadol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Octadol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Octadol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Spencer Grayson arrived in town yesterday. He's that young advertising executive from New York who accepted Faye's invitation to spend the holidays in Rushville Center. Ma and Faye and all of us were rather surprised to hear from Spencer Grayson after so long a lapse, but we're pleased, too. Just the same, though, we can't help wondering why Spencer has entered our beloved Faye's life again. Well, just as Spencer drove up to the lumberyard, Evie was in the lumberyard office showing Ma a new dress. Listen.
Well, how do you think it looks, Ma? It ain't any pique?
No. It looks just right to me, dear. Turn it around.
The hips. Might be too tight on the hips, but gee, that's my one good feature, so I like a dress that fits me there. And the question is, well, it fits too good.
But Miss Terry is sitting down. Can you sit down?
Mm-hmm. It's the one part which I ain't sure about. Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Well, I guess you gotta face it back, Ma. When the hip gets too snug.
Let's see if we can let it out some. Oh, yes, Evie, there's plenty in that seam.
Mm-hmm.
Here, take it off. Mm-hmm. If you'd like me to, I could let it out just half an inch. That'll do just right.
Oh, would you, Ma? Thank you very much. You got needle and thread right here?
Land, honey, I didn't mean right here. It's the lumberyard. No. Let me take it home with me, Evie.
Well,
go back in the other room and get out of it and then put it back in the box. And I'll take it home for you.
All right, Mom.
Thank you very much, all right. You don't want to start to Willie and Cecily now?
Yeah.
They're right outside. I believe I heard a car driving. Maybe they're talking to a customer, but they'd be through after a minute.
No, I think I'll wait till it's fixed, guys.
Anyhow,
he cares if William Suckle likes it. The big question is, will Mr. Spencer Grayson like it?
Oh, Evie, really, nothing, dear.
Now, Ma, don't you scold me, too, on the subject of Mr. Spencer Grayson. I admit, maybe I'm too excited. After all, he ain't coming to town to see me. He's coming to see Faye. But how many baby sisters have I got? And maybe something could be said about maybe everybody else should get excited and buckle down with their shoulders to the wheel.
Mm. We'll all do our best to make Mr. Spencer Jason feel at home when he gets here, Evie.
Why, I'm just talking about making him feel at home, Ma. I'm talking about making him feel that there's only one girl in the world for him, and she comes from a real nice family. Yeah.
All right. We'll all try our best. Here, don't you want to go in another room to do that? A customer might come in.
No, I just got my clothes over my head. Wait a minute. I unzip it. When's the special person getting here, Ma? Still no word?
Well, maybe stay here today. You still didn't know when I left the house.
Oh, there, that. Okay, Ma, Paul.
All right. Could you work on my dress before Saturday?
Wear it for Christmas?
Oh, and I'll have it done tonight. Mm. Maybe you can come over tonight. We can try it on right there and then.
All right.
Go on in the other room, Evie. Don't stand out here in your slip.
Thank you, Ma. Don't buy some more. Yep, that seems as if just enough to work on.
Good. I'll have to open it all the way, but yeah. I'll just...
Huh?
Evie, go into the room. Somebody come in.
My dress. Not this one. The one I was wearing, Ma.
Surprise, Ma. Look who.
Let's have a dress in another room, Evie.
Stay out for a minute.
Hello.
Evie.
Oh.
Evie, Fitz, is this any way to meet Mr. Grayson? Go put on some clothes.
I'm going. How did I know it was Mr. Grayson? Nice to see you,
dear. Carnation. Looked like we walked inside at the wrong moment. Regular fashion show.
I don't mind if Mrs. Fitz doesn't. Very attractive spectacle. But never mind that. I haven't paid my respects to a certain old friend.
Mr. Grayson, we've been looking forward so much to seeing you again. Here you walk right up. Never mind about how are you?
I'm fine, Mrs. Perkins. How are you?
Very happy.
Of course, I don't have to ask. You're looking very well.
Can you imagine? Me and Chapel was just getting ready to put the Christmas trees over behind the shed when this great big ocean liner of a car drives up and toots.
Nice.
It must be Mr. Boswell, I say. Look at the New York license plate, says Shuffle. And who should it be but Mr. Grayson himself?
You drove all the way from New York? No, no.
Oh, sweet Jerusalem, Maude. Driving from New York in a car like that ain't no hardship. It's a luxury. Practically, the first thing I said to Mr. Grayson before I hardly even said hello is take me for a ride. And with the top down, so I can be seen and judged by the company I keep.
You plan to come out? Other ladies might be too busy blushing to come out.
No, really.
Not at all, Willie. I think nothing of it, Mrs. Fitz. You were wearing a great deal more than ladies wear at the opera.
Hello? See, Willie? Perfect gentleman.
Maybe we'd better get off the subject of Evie and his slip. Sit down, Mr. Jason.
Thanks.
Did you drive straight here, to the lumberyard, I mean, or did you stop at the house first?
No, as a matter of fact, I wanted to go to the hotel first, but down at the corner back there, I didn't quite have my bearings. I stopped to decide which way to turn. I thought I recognized the flagpole, so I turned toward here. And, yep, here I was at the Perkins Lumberyard.
Well, one of us will drive back with you, show you the hotel, and I suppose you'll want to stop and say hello to Faye.
So, now I'm dressed, and I can say hello to Mr. Grayson. What do you think about
this? Hello, Mrs. Fitz. What a nice dress.
Well, we don't have to drive with Mr. Grayson to the hotel, Willie. We can tell him how to get there. If he wants to stop and see Faye, I'm sure he don't need one of us along.
What's this? Willie wants to go along while Mr. Grayson sees Faye? Nothing doing, Willie. Leave the two of them alone.
For heaven's sake, what did I do? Why does everything always turn into Willie, don't do this, Willie, don't do that? Mr. Grayson himself said he don't know his way around town.
No. I'm sure there's nothing for everybody to get excited about. Well, now, we're real happy to see you, Mr. Grayson. Did you have a pleasant drive? Landed so far to drive all by yourself.
Oh, it was very pleasant, thank you. I brought a little work along with me, and that kept me occupied in my hotel room after dinner, or what you folks call supper. And I got an early start and traveled right along. I wanted to put some mileage on the car anyway. I haven't had it long, and course, in New York, I don't have much chance to use it.
This is the most beautiful car I ever seen in my life.
New car. Haven't had it long. Are you still in the same line of business, Mr. Grayson?
Yes, I'm still in advertising, Mrs. Fitz. Oh, no, by golly, I believe I've changed jobs since I was here last. Mm-hmm. When was it that I was here?
I've been trying to recall, Mr. Grayson. June or July last year was the best I could place it.
That's right, Chester. About July, I'd say. My land? Almost a year and a half ago, Mr. Grayson.
How did I let a year and a half go by without seeing my Rushville Center friend? July, that's it, Mrs. Perkins. About a month after I met you and Fay on Cape Cod. Yes. Oh, remember that parrot at the inn?
Land, that parrot. Every time the door would open or close, the parrot would call out goodbye. On Cape Cod, the hotel, they had the parrot.
I wondered, still interesting about the parrot, but Mr. Grayson was just about to say something interesting about his line of business. You say you've changed your line of business since you were here last, Mr. Grayson?
Oh, same church, Mrs. Fitz, different pew. I was the art director at Carter and Beecham's, I believe, an advertising agency. I've gone over to another agency. I'm what they call an account executive. It's a somewhat different way of getting overpaid, but it's still the advertising business.
Overpaid? Here? Overpaid?
Well, then, that must be very interesting. What folks like us don't know about advertising, you'll have to explain it to us one of these days, Mr. Jason. But now there's no sense keeping you here. You must be carried after your drive. We'll look for you separate time. Cecil, really, would you like to tell Mr. Grayson how to get to the hotel?
Oh, sure. Come on, Mr. Grayson.
We'll back out that road locomotive of yours, Mr. Grayson, and we'll point you straight. The only hotel in town. You won't have no trouble finding it.
I'll do that, then. And, of course, as soon as I get there, I'll telephone Fay.
Well, then I'll leave it to Fay to tell you what time to come to Cecil. Oh, welcome to Rescue Center, Mr. Grayson.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Mrs. Grayson. I've already asked Scuffle and Willie about Fay. Fay, she's very well.
Oh, Fay, fine. She's cuter than ever.
I'm very eager to see her. See you soon, Mrs. Fitz.
What? Oh, yes, please. Overcoat.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, once again, we see what a very pleasant chap Spencer Grayson is. And he seems very happy, doesn't he, to be back in Rushville Center. Well, Fay and Spencer meet tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.